let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. As we begin another week, we ask that your grace may always be flowing through us, that we may always draw closer to you, that we may follow in listening to your wisdom as we act in your wisdom and your truth in service to you and our neighbors. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, of course, we're beginning a new week, and we're continuing, however, in Romans. Romans is the longest letter of St. Paul's letters in the New Testament. If you weren't aware of this, the letters are actually arranged by length and by place. So the reason why I say that, length and by place, is you wouldn't have, you know, the Corinthians separated or the Thessalonians separated, but you have Romans, then you have 1 and 2 Corinthians, and then you have Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians. And it gets shorter, not too much with the letters by St. Paul, and then 1 and 2 Thessalonians. And they get shorter when we go to Timothy 1 and 2, 1 and 2 Timothy. Then we go to Titus, Philemon, and Hebrews is long, but that isn't St. Paul. And then we get into St. James, Peter 1 and 2, St. John 1 and 2 and 3. And then, of course, St. Jude. It's always good to say, I want you to read the entire letter of St. Jude in confession. What? How long is it? It takes, I don't know, I think it takes about 10 minutes to read. And then, of course, you go into the book of Revelation. So, in any case, Romans, which is the first letter, it's the letter right after Acts, is the longest letter in the New Testament. And it's the powerful letter. This is the letter that Martin Luther read, among other things, but he read this, and this became the basis for a lot of his teaching that became the basis for the Protestant, what we call the Protestant Reformation. Now, understanding this, we do share our belief in the book of Romans, but we may not exactly have the same interpretation as our non-Catholic Christian brothers. So we're going to look at some of that whenever we look at Romans. But one of the things we want to see today is something really powerful. We both can really root ourselves in this. In St. Paul in Romans, we're now in the 8th chapter, verses 12 to 17. He says, "Consequently, brothers," and of course that means brothers and sisters, "we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh." Now, this is something we have to understand as Christians, and I explained this a couple weeks ago. Jesus has two natures. He is fully human and fully divine. So he has two natures. He doesn't have one nature, or he doesn't have a half of one and a half of another. He has two separate natures. And his human nature, he subverts to his divine nature. In other words, we always hear, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, we always hear in the Gospels how Jesus listens to the Father. Well, that's his divine nature that does the will of the Father, because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit form the Holy Trinity, and his human nature, he subverts to the will of his divine nature. So we always hear he is obedient to the Father. So St. Paul is describing that in a different way, where he says, "Consequently, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh." In other words, we are going to follow a different understanding, and that understanding comes from the wisdom of God. It doesn't come from the human wisdom. It doesn't come from following our passions. It comes from listening to the wisdom of God. And so we're not going to follow our passions. We're not going to follow our culture that follows its passions. I shouldn't say our culture. We're a culture that follows passions. But instead, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to the higher wisdom, and we're going to subvert our wisdom, our will, rather, to that higher wisdom. And that's what we're going to do. In other words, we're going to obey that higher wisdom. And that's going to be important for us. Because when we are obeying that higher wisdom, we are following the next step in Romans, which we are listening to the Spirit of God. As he says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. That means that we follow a different voice. We follow, in a sense, we listen to a different drummer. You know, it's so interesting because people say, well, I want to be one of those people who listen to a different drummer. And then here is how you listen to a different drummer. Well, I'm not going to do that. No, that's what it's really called, by following the wisdom of the Spirit. It's listening to God. And that's also important for us to understand, listening to God. We have to do that in our prayer and allowing our prayer to transform us, that we become those who listen to God through our prayer. We listen to him through the church, so we follow the Spirit of the law, the Lord, this, you know, the Holy Spirit, and we become children of God. We are happy that you are listening to us, and if this is your first time tuning into our podcast, and as we're going to continue on the other side of the break, I just want to welcome you, and I hope that our words touch your heart today. I hope you really set on fire today. If you're returning to our program, and you have been set on fire, or these words have really touched your heart, we're assuming that you're returning because that these words have touched your heart. So we encourage you to share our program. Let people know that you're listening. Let people know all about it so that we can reach a larger audience. Silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give freely. And in this case, what we have is the Word of God. So we're going to talk more about this program and Romans on the other side of the break. You are listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. Do you know that you can put together an adoration chapel of your own in your own house? With concerns surrounding the coronavirus and social distancing, many miss the opportunity to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. However, with a little ingenuity, it is quite easy, and you are not doing anything irreverent or illicit. Simply search Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube, and several live channels in different parts of the world will pop up. Now you can engage in Eucharistic Adoration in your own home if it is not available in your local parish church. Eucharistic Adoration Live on YouTube. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. And you can also do shopping to help support the show. If you'd like to donate to us directly, you can do that. You can also send us a donation by mail, and that address is there, 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. And always remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. Standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday, right there at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So when we are listening to the wisdom of God, when we hear the wisdom of God, and we follow the wisdom of God, we are acting as children of God. See, that's the whole thing. We're called to be those signs of the presence of God. We're called to be those who follow and listen to that wisdom. It's not just a matter of we're called to do good things. That really isn't correct. In fact, in a way, if Jesus did good things instead of listening to the Spirit, he probably wouldn't be crucified. Why? We'd say, well, doesn't he define good? He defines good because he's obeying the Father, but he doesn't define the human understanding of good, hence why he was crucified on the cross. If we obey the Father, we're going to challenge the society around us. Now, we're not going to challenge by walking down the street and bonking people over the head. The only people who Jesus bonked over the head with scripture were the people who were using scripture to bonk him over the head or to attack him. But the others, he challenged by his way of living, and that was important. That's how we're called to challenge people. We're called to challenge people by showing them a whole new way of understanding what is truth, understanding what it means to be a human being, because we're listening to the Spirit. And when we're listening to the Spirit, we become children of God. Remember that dichotomy that we see at the very beginning of the passage. You can either follow the human wisdom or follow the passions, or you can follow the wisdom that comes to us from God, the divine wisdom, by following the Spirit. And then we subvert our human will to follow the divine will. And that leads us to a higher stage. And a higher stage isn't the right, maybe the right word, but a stronger position. That leads us to do greater things than we could possibly do with human wisdom. What also can happen, and this is in the Bible too, is if we disobey human wisdom, if we disobey divine wisdom, if we choose only to listen to human wisdom, we can also become blind to the true wisdom. And then we walk down this path that everyone can look at this and go, do they see that this is destructive? And the answer is no, they don't, because they become blind to the path that leads to life, because it is destructive, but they're blinded by their lack of being influenced by the divine wisdom. We're called to live at that higher standard of wisdom. And by doing that, we're called to listen to the Holy Spirit, to follow the Spirit, to obey the Spirit. We're called to do all of that. And it's so important that we do. And that's what St. Paul is calling to. Now, how do we do that? We have to be people of prayer. We have to be open to the Spirit. And we have to allow ourselves to be challenged by God. Now, all of you who are working overnight, you have this experience, because you may find yourself in challenges that people who work during the day do not have. And those challenges, how you respond guided by the Spirit, will may be very, very powerful indeed. We're going to be focused on more of Romans during the week. And this is a powerful, powerful letter, remember. And it's a letter that we're going to understand. And there may be people in the audience who may hear my interpretation coming from my roots in the Catholic Church, and they may disagree. Well, if you disagree, send me a note. We'll look at that. Remember, this is powerful, what we need to understand. We have to allow these words to challenge us. That's important. And when we allow these words to challenge us, they become powerful for us. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our program. If what you heard today encouraged you, then please let people know. And please tell them that you were listening to CatholicAudioMedia.com, or tell them about the program, WEZE 590 AM. Pass the word, and hopefully they will be touched by it too. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day.
In Cristo vivimos.